Welcome to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Conversations that are real, raw, and relevant. Let's get the conversation started now.
Hey, welcome to episode number 17 of Necessary Conversations. I'm so excited to have you on the journey today. Let me begin by welcoming you to another year. Now, for many of you, the mere fact that you're hearing my voice indicates that you survived last year. But this year, I want to challenge you to make this your best year yet. Let's get to it. Welcome to the year 2021, a year of opportunities and possibilities. Now, if you're like me, then I'm quite sure you get excited about the dawning of a new year. You see, the beginning of a new year represents something new, fresh, innovative, and exciting. It's an opportunity for fresh ideas and a new start. It's an opportunity to accomplish many of the things this year that you did not have the opportunity to accomplish last year. You see, 2021 is a new year, and it's primed and ready to be your best year yet. That's if you do the work. You see, so many people around the world take time every year to make New Year's resolutions. They gather to make vision boards filled with what they want to acquire and what they want to accomplish. Many even sit and write various goals they want to accomplish for every week, every month, and of course, the entire year. All of that is great, yet it means nothing without a plan and without execution. You see, if 2021 is going to be your best year yet, then you have to do something different this year than you've done in previous years. Now, admittedly, this will require you to get out of your comfort zone a bit. But if you do the work now, you'll reap the benefits later. Let me ask you a question. What is it that you want to accomplish this year? Really, take a moment. Think about it. What do you want to accomplish this year? After you've thought about it, what's stopping you from accomplishing it? You want me to give you a hint? It's not money, it's not time, and it's not an opportunity. What's stopping you from accomplishing your goals this year is the lack of a plan.
Say what?
Don't cut me off just yet. Hear me out. You see, if we were honest with each other today, you and I both know what it's like to start something and not finish it. It's not because we didn't want to. It's simply because we didn't have a plan to. Now, I know you're thinking, Daryl, I didn't plan not to finish my goals. Well, no, you didn't. But you also didn't have a plan, or dare I say, a clear and concise plan to accomplish your goals. Again, if 2021 is going to be your best year yet, you've got to do some things different. And there are two things you've got to do. Number one, you must have a plan. You see, it's not good enough to simply know what you want to do, but you must determine how you're going to do it. I'll give you an example. If your goal for 2021 is to write a book, then that's the what. But how are you going to accomplish this goal? The how may look a variety of ways. One way may be every day for the next 20 days, I'm going to write 5 pages a day. Or you may say on Monday and Wednesday of every week, I'm going to sit down and write from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. until I meet my goal of writing 100 pages. Now, regardless as to how you do it, the important thing is that you take time to figure out how. You've got to be more intentional about the how than you are about the what. You see, so many people get excited about the what that they forfeit the how. After you've given much thought to the how, I would highly encourage you to write it down. Step one, get out the pad. Step two, write down the goal. Step three, figure out the how. Step four, write down the how. You see, you've got to see it before you see it, or you will never see it. You've got to write down your plan. You see, a written plan serves as a map to help navigate and guide you toward the actualization of your goals. A written plan also holds you accountable to both what you said you would accomplish and the date in which you set out to accomplish it. For example, if you have 5 goals for this year, then you write down all 5 goals and you attach a date of actualization to those goals. Let's go back to the example of the book. If you say, I want to write a book in 2021, you may give yourself 5 months to do so. So you say, I'm going to write a book from January to May. And by the end of May, I would have finished my book. That gives you an opportunity to hold yourself accountable to the goal. The second thing that you must do is you must execute the plan. You see, it's not good enough just to write the plan, but now you've got to execute the plan. You've got to put it in motion. You see, there are so many goals left unrealized simply because of the lack of execution. Now, in order for 2021, there again, to be your best year yet, there are some changes you got to make. Number one, you've got to carve out some intentional time to work on your goals. You see, in order to have good execution, you've got to have a plan. In order to have a plan, you've got to have goals. So you've got to take out some time to establish the goals that you want to accomplish in this year. You see, for many of you listening to me right now, you've already written out your goals. And if you haven't written them out yet, you at least have them in your head. You see, the goals that you have set for yourself aren't surface or haphazard. They're meaningful. And as a result, you will have to take out meaningful time to focus on your goals, write them down so that you can execute the goals. Now, this may require you getting up a little earlier in the morning or going to bed a little later at night. Either way, some time must be given. You see, the issue is not the lack of time. The issue is what is monopolizing our time. Once you figure that out, then you inevitably get to redistribute the time towards working on your goals and aspirations. Number two, you must be intentional about removing distractions that will prevent you from reaching your goals. The number one reason people complain about not reaching their goals is because of a lack of time. Yet the issue is not necessarily a lack of time. It's not the fact that there are not enough hours in the day, but it's more so a misuse or mismanagement of that time. You see, in order to accomplish all that you want to accomplish this year, you've got to be comfortable with saying the word no, even if that means you saying no to yourself. You see, the fact is, you may have to say no to Netflix. You may have to say no to that favorite show. You may have to say no to that favorite movie. You may have to say no to staying on the phone all day long. You may have to say no to social media. But if you're willing to say no now, you will be ready and willing to say yes later. You see, the fact is, we're living in a day where so much is vying for our attention, from technology to people, and from people to things, and everything in between. In 2021, anything or anyone that seeks to delay or derail your plan of execution, you must say no to it. You see, your plan, your goals are so important that you've got to execute them by any means necessary. Listen, 2021 will be your best year yet if you set your goals, make a plan, and execute your plan. If you do that, you'll be happy you did. Until next time, peace.
Thanks for listening to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Follow us on social media at Necessary Conversations Podcast. Join the conversation by leaving a message on our website, necessaryconversationspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you'll be notified every time a new one drops. Now, go have the conversations you need to have with the people you need to have them with.